Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 11:30 on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm going to give my opinion on a few things going on in professional wrestling. First of all, last night on Raw, Braun Strowman was stripped of his opportunity to face Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble. A fatal four-way was held, and Finn Balor will now face Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship. A championship that Finn Balor never lost. He was forced to relinquish due to injury. And I believe it's perfect time for him to get his title back. Also, it was revealed that the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships, which I am very excited about, will be decided at the Elimination Chamber in a 6-team Elimination Chamber match. 3 teams from Raw, 3 teams from SmackDown, and I think that's going to be, you know, I think that's going to be a very interesting match, because you could have up to 12 people in the ring. At the same time, and really, that could be very chaotic. And I just think that's the perfect way to decide those championships. And I really hope that, I hope that Bayley and Sasha don't win. I really would like to see the Riot Squad as the inaugural I'm doing air quotes, inaugural women's tag team champions, since these are titles that are being brought back after approximately 30 years. I would like to see the Riot Squad win and then Freebird them like the New Day did when they were tag team champions. And it was announced tonight that Rusev will defend the United States Championship against Shinsuke Nakamura at the Royal Rumble event. So the Royal Rumble event is really shaping up to be a massive card. And once you get the two Royal Rumble matches themselves, which those always, those always full of surprises. Although I have a feeling that there aren't going to be as many surprises this year because of the NXT call-ups. Which I also heard that they are not calling them call-ups anymore. They're calling them brand swaps because they don't consider NXT an inferior brand. So they don't consider them call-ups anymore. Let's see, what else is going on in the world of professional wrestling? I want to give my thoughts on All Elite Wrestling if I haven't done so, because I haven't done so in a while. I see. Actually, I want to talk about the Mandy Rose, Naomi, Jimmy Uso situation. All Elite Wrestling can wait for another night. The Mandy Rose, Jimmy Uso, Naomi situation, I think is a great storyline. I think it's being played perfectly. I see a lot of people complaining about it. And then I see a lot of people, some of the same people, saying they want the Attitude Era back. If you're complaining about this storyline and you want the Attitude Era back, you don't remember the Attitude Era. Because the Attitude Era was a lot of this type of storyline. And also the Alexa Bliss segment last night, where a WWE producer walked in on her changing her clothes, which was done tastefully. All they showed was her bare back, which was a very nice back, if I do say so myself. If you're going to complain about that and you want the Attitude Era back, you obviously don't remember the Attitude Era, like, at all. And I'm sure that that segment is leading to something. WWE, I wouldn't say they don't throw things on their shows just because they do. But I get the distinct feeling that that segment is leading to something. Not sure what it is, but I get the feeling that that is definitely leading to something. And I'm kind of excited to see where it goes. I think it's going to lead to maybe Alexa Bliss blackmailing herself or blackmailing her way into something big. At least I think that's where I would really like to believe that it is going somewhere, not just a completely random segment. Like so many people on Twitter and Facebook and all over the internet seem to believe it is. I have faith in WWE's creative. Since the new year started, I think things are gonna turn around, and yeah, I think they're gonna go a little edgier direction. And I think things are gonna turn around and be much better than they have been. So I'm looking forward to it. Now, as far as the Royal Rumble goes, now that Finn Balor is getting a Universal Championship match, I would love to see I would love to see Finn Balor win the Universal Championship and Seth Rollins win the Royal Rumble. And Finn Balor and Seth Rollins have a match at WrestleMania, although I don't believe that's what's going to happen. That is what I would like to see, because I think those two at an event like WrestleMania would pull out all the stops and have an absolute burner of a match. And I think my eyes would be glued to the TV for that one. So that would be ideally what I want to see. Now back to AEW. The rumor is that they are, and I don't really like to talk about rumors, but this one is kind of important to the world of professional wrestling. The rumor is that they are talking to Turner Broadcasting and also the CW. So those are two possibilities for a landing spot for AEW television. Either of which I think would be great landing spots. I happen to get TBS, TNT, and CW, so I would be able to watch ever they happen to land. And I hope the best for those guys. I still wish Nick and Matt Jackson would unblock me from Twitter, but is a battle that I'll have to wage some other way. Anyway, that's about all I've got to say for tonight. I will be back tomorrow night, same time. Don't have a guest at this moment, but that could change very, very soon. And if it does, I will update my Facebook page and update Twitter about that change. And yeah, that's all I've got tonight. So join me tomorrow night, 11:30 Eastern, and we'll talk some more wrestling. Have a good night, everybody.